Blog Talk Radio.
On the road, I hope you guys can hear me.
Yes. Yeah, we can hear you. We hear you.
Sean.
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you.
That's Sean, ain't it?
That's Sean. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, am I coming through clear, man? I'm in a hotel, man, and it's got some fucked up Wi-Fi.
Now you are. A second ago you went out, but now you are. I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, man. I'm gonna try to keep it like this, man. But this...
hold on.
You know what? We down. We. As a matter of fact, Sean, I still got you on here, man. Let me cut you off. My bad.
It's going in and out. It's going in and out. Can you hear me?
Going in and out.
Yeah,
your
signal is going in and out. Watch out, baby.
Hold on, man. Let me call in and see if it be any better on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, let me. This might be this little connection I got. What is the phone number? 657-383-0809. Let me see if this will be better.
Yo, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Y'all got it. Kaz, go in the room. Go in the room.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little echo, but I can hear you.
Is it any better now?
Yeah, you're loud and clear. It's just that echo. But other than that echo, you're loud and clear.
Yeah, but if I hang this, I think that's this headphone, this headset. I'm on the phone now, you guys. So you got to deal with the echo. Because I got you know how you have two
yeah,
voices on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm got to echo. So all right, man, we can get busy. I see you 832.
What's up
832?
Oh, I was just letting you know that you sound better, dog.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thanks. So we getting into this because you know we got so much to really talk about today. All this game, all this shit we doing, everything that we trying to have is just coming too. So, no particular questions. We just gonna get started. The you know this Down and Dirty show. We slowly getting used to this new station. You know, this is my station, and everything goes the way I want it to go. But you know, the doggone shows are. They're slowly picking up steam, but we are picking up steam. I'm working on the shit every day. I would have preferred, you know, my partner, you know, my old partner, had been cooler about it. But, you know, he don't tell nobody nothing as far as finding me. And every day I get people hitting me saying they just found out where I was. So if any of you can, you just let people know where I'm at and that I'm alive, I'm doing this shit. So, I mean... it might be at a snail's pace, but we will get our listenership back up. Check this out. The call-in number is 657-383-0809. If you have a question, something pressing you, then you press 1 and holler at me. Now, this group is a lot different than the Kid Gloves are already off on both stations, but really on this station. The Kid Gloves are off. I know that you are all male, supposedly pimps, claiming to want real game from me. Now, we got this special station, this special time, and a special day that we can kick it, we can cut loose, and get the shit you want to talk about out in the open. So take advantage of this shit. Quit stripping. Take advantage of it. This show is brought to you by DownAndDirty101.com. and AfroBud.com. Go to those sites and you can check them out, and you'll see a lot of information on both of them. But ain't now one of them going to do shit for you. What's going to happen, the only thing going to help you is that you will realize slowly but surely that you got to make a move. You just have to make a move. You can't stay in the same place. This is, what is this? It's about to be March. And I'm almost certain the majority of you guys out there is doing the same thing, claiming shit without being shit. Luckily, these two distinct stations, the Down and Dirty and AfroBud.com, they got two distinct goals. And luckily for you guys, both of them are for you. I'm noticing, though, since we on this one, I'm noticing that even though you guys say you have hoes, I'm telling you, the majority of the ones I talk to, you lack the confidence to be the pimp that you want to be. Now, I would like to know why is that. Hey, wait a minute. I ain't hearing you. Goddamn. Oh, there it goes. Oh, there it is. I'm wondering why is that. Why is it that you are not being what you really could be? I can't really understand it. But what I'm saying is if you really want to get something going in this life, this pimp game, I don't understand why you think you don't have to be a pimp. You just have to. You have to be a pimp if you want to get something out of this life. You can't be one of you brothers how you are with these ways about the game. You know, don't want nobody to really say the word hoe, so you give it a cold number, and don't want to say the word pimp, so you give it a cold number. All that stuff, man, is just something else, man. So what I have also noticed is that you guys that's so afraid of technology, not afraid of technology, I take that back. You embrace technology, but what you're afraid of is them sentences that you get when they catch you on technology, because I just found out that most of the reasons why these motherfuckers get these big sentences is because they, police, POPO, especially the feds, they go on Facebook and look at the motherfuckers' pages and see what the hell the motherfuckers be saying. So what I'm saying is, man, I got a partner, not a partner, but a youngster that's been fucking with me for a little while, and he's just calling me collect from jail. I'm saying, man, what the fuck is up with you, nigga? You know, this motherfucker telling me, man, he got 13 years. Man, for some really stupid shit that he ain't had no business doing. But you guys think so outside the box when it comes to pimping. So you really don't know what to think. He was thinking he was doing the right things, which I ain't going to put none of his business in the street or none of that. But after he done got caught up and got 13, he know he was doing the wrong thing now. Because you do not want the police to get up on you through social media. You don't want that goddamn shit. Why? Because that shit is there. And what's there is going to be there. You can't hide it. And it's like anything else on the computer. If they really start fucking with you, they can pull shit up that you didn't delete it. What I'm saying is all that money and all that shit, and let me tell you what happens with the feds. They get a real powerful microscope, and it looks like they can't on the picture, you can't tell how much it is. You could just tell it's money. But after them motherfuckers put that shit under the microscope, and they fucking they count that money up, whatever it is, it ain't going to be enough to get you a case, but it's going to be enough to show them that you doing some shit you ain't supposed to be doing. See? And that's where they deal that shit up. You got your gold teeth in your mouth, diamonds and shit. You're on the motherfucker, you know, standing with the bitch, talking about what the bitch did and all this shit. Hey, watch and see. If it happens, you're telling on yourself already. See, all of this stuff, all of this technology, is only to make the motherfucking man's workload lighter. They can let their technology do everything that they used to have to foot soldier and do. And you motherfuckers is so silly, you even help the motherfucking technology by giving them a footprint that can't go nowhere. No matter if you fucking delete it or not. Just like on your goddamn computer, you didn't delete everything on your computer. Get in some trouble. See what the police do when they get their computer. Every fucking thing you didn't delete is still on there. It sure is. So what I'm trying to get you to understand, let me see if I can move this goddamn headset some. Oh, you know what I could do? I could unplug the headset. Oh shit! But that made me. Okay, now that made me come out on the fucking speaker on the computer, and that's even worse. Okay, you guys. But anyway, I'm saying, man, this shit, man, is very serious. It's very fucking serious, you know. And anything that they can get on you, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna put it on you, and to them, it doesn't matter if it sticks. They just want you to spend the money on bail. So my nigga, they offered him 13 years, and the motherfucker, you know, he got another court date, and he's thinking about taking it. I ain't got nothing to say, man. You know, because I don't ask me, because I'm an old school motherfucker, and I can't see how you got wrapped up in that shit. So, you know, my thing is to use my head. And if you, to me, when they first invented cell phones, even before they invented cell phones, if you get a call from abroad and your ass get at that broad without really knowing who she is, just like you guys on this computer shit, you just get to do it a little bit more often. Let me see. I got a question here. 832-816. What's your first name? What's your question?
Yeah, this is KB.
KB, what's up, man?
Are you implying that us young dudes out here, we're using social media more as a tool to show out, as a tool to, like, shit, I don't know. We just be like showing off.
Let me give it to you like this, man. Pagers and beepers. That's what I meant. I didn't mean social media earlier. I meant pagers. When pagers came out. You know, you out and about, you know, you doing your shit. And when they first came out, you know, only doctors and lawyers had those motherfuckers. And then pimps. And now pimp, he giving his card out because the card number got the beeper number on it. And you giving it out. So what I'm saying, you don't really know who you giving it out to. So when you get a beep and the bitch say, I met you so-and-so, so-and-so, and you know you was there. But you still don't know shit about the bitch, so you can't get at her. I mean, you can say whatever you're going to say to her to make her want to see you in person, but you can't get at her because you're telling on yourself. I mean, this kind of shit goes way back to there when the beeper, when that fucking beeper came out, a lot of niggas got cases because motherfuckers was calling them from the beep on the beeper number, and they don't know who the fuck it is, but they get at them. It's the same thing you guys doing with the fucking computer now. You don't know who the motherfucker is on the other end that you're talking to. You don't have an idea. She might be talking about she 18. You know, actually, that's what this motherfucker got fucked up with on the computer, talking to some bitch, talking about she 18, about to be 19, but the bitch was 14. In the bitch, some kind of way, the police had her doing this. So this dude got some kitty shit going right now, and because it don't matter how old the bitch really was, it don't matter what the bitch said her age was and how old he thought she was. The fact of the matter is she ain't, and they go charging.
And they caught those two together.
Just the same. No, they didn't catch them together. See, he had gave her his information. Actually, he had the bitch. and the motherfucking bitch was gone. But he didn't remember who she was. And he just accepted that he had her. And she some kind of way had, I don't know what it really happened, some runaway shit or whatever. But him talking to her, you know, over that phone and don't really know who she is, even if she would have described herself and he would have knew she was, pimples would be slick and not really, you know, say something to a bitch all of a sudden coming back.
Yeah.
You know,
you
the
so
bitch
right,
all of a sudden coming back. Oh, yeah, what?
Yeah, you damn sure right, because even back in the 90s, like I know a few of my uncles got popped on that pager, man.
I'm saying,
yeah.
Man. So,
yeah,
so the thing
page.
Is,
the
things, the way shit happens changed, but the actual action of what happens hasn't changed. They coming at you. They coming at you when they have regular phones that didn't come out the walls, and they coming at you when they first started with cell phones and beepers, and now they coming at you with all this other technology. You know, now they you leave a footprint everywhere you go. Everything you do, you're leaving a motherfucking footprint. And there's no goddamn getting around it. So all this shit I talk, you know, I don't never say I did it. I mean, I say I did it, but I already been to jail for what I did. You know, right now I'm kicking it about shit. You know, I'm not making no pimp money. I'm talking about pimping. You know, we're having conversations about it.
And
so
there's
what
nothing
I'm saying
illegal
is,
about that.
No. So, but, the, you know, I don't, when dudes get on the phone with me and start talking to get a little too specific, I tell them, you ain't got to get specific. Because, man, I'll be checking 600 a day. If the police on the phone and the police get some kind of way tied up with you and the police take that little recorded shit in the court, your ass getting charged for 600 times 7 times 30 times 12. You getting charged like that because you said that. And you flash on fucking Facebook, spread that money out. Man, bitch just brought me this. Man, I check it like this. Yeah, okay, that's what the FBI want to know. That's how you check it. They look at that shit and they just count it.
And the shit don't stick.
It's gonna stick. It's gonna stick. There's no doubt about it. It's gonna stick. No matter what. Even once you talking to her and you start telling her about getting money, even if she ain't really chose you yet and something really happened, you still promoting that kind of goddamn shit. And they're gonna get trafficking and all that shit involved. Because of what they doing and how they stretch it to mean whatever they stretch it to mean. Whereas you can stay out of it all by not being stupid. If the bitch calling you and she say you gave her the number so-and-so, and you don't really remember, you ask the bitch what's up, of course, and she's talking about she want to get with you. Get with me for what? You want to go shopping? Buy some candy? You want some candy, little girl? You know, she going to laugh, whatever. But what I'm saying, you got to play that off. And then you got to talk her into meeting you somewhere. Well, meet me over here, you know, and then you, if she say she can't meet you, but she still want to talk, well, call me when you can meet me. Matter of fact, the next time you call me from here and tell her what to call you. Well, no, don't do that because they'll just set you up right there. Well, what I'm saying is that's how you avoid that shit, though. You don't talk and say shit on that phone or on this media type thing. You never do. Hold on 1 second, everybody. Hey, you guys, I'm back. They had kicked me out. I'm on my cell phone, and some kind of way I got kicked out, but I'm back. Y'all can hear me, right?
I'm out here.
Okay, all right, we good. Okay, but that's just how that shit goes, man, and we got to make sure that we understand that kind of shit when we in the streets, man, because, you know, it's just fucked up. The nigga's all right, nigga, man, but he just was, you know, going with that computer shit. The computer shit is all a setup. Everything about it is a setup. You know, if you don't really understand that, you know, the only way you guys could understand it is like really believe, not me, but older dudes like me, because we seen it come. You know, we seen the shit come, and then when they first did the first thing with the shit, you know, they started saying how, see, do you know what brought the cell phones and all this technology in? The regular dial phone, the monologue, whatever you call that phone, the regular phone, they could tap it. And once people knew that they could tap that phone, and that's how they doggone was getting shit, people would hear. They learned what to listen for. And on the phone, you could hear little clicking and shit. And when you got this little clicking going on, you know they on your phone. But that was old technology, analog. They call them analog phones. And then they started this phone with the push button to get past that. But from that, they kept advancing. But it's all so they can get in your business easier. Everything about technology, of course, they make money with technology and make shit easier and all that. But I'm talking about all the real technology is the, you know, the internet came from the motherfucking service. Did you know that?
Nah.
Did you know that? The internet. Nah. Listen, man. When they have a war and they doing some shit, how you fuck they think they was communicating with motherfuckers miles and miles and miles away, and it ain't no goddamn telephone wire? Some motherfucker took that technology and made the World Wide Web, but it's the same exact technology that the early days soldiers used to communicate positions with. They call up on that phone, and they fucking in Korea, some motherfucking, we're in this motherfucker in the middle of the ocean. They call up on that phone, and they show their coordinates and all that shit. That's how the internet came about.
Okay, so that came from the military.
The internet came from the military. But then once it got privatized, you know, to the public, all that shit spawned what it spawned. You know, all kind of shit from that. So I said all that to say, you know, unless you got a question, I'll put you back in, man. You got me talking about all this shit, man. But it's real shit. We need to know this. We need to know this shit, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Put you back in. Now, what I'm trying to really impress upon you cats, excuse me, is that if you don't have confidence to be the pimp that you're really trying to be, you can't catch hoes, which I could see this being the reason why everybody has one hoe. I never in my life seen so many pimps that have one hoe. I mean, there was always, I had one hoe for a year, so I know the shit go on. You know, I ain't saying it don't go on. But I'm saying, where's the motherfuckers with three and four and five and, you know, really, where are they? They probably somewhere doing some real pimping. Probably ain't got time to be listening to me, you know, talk shit about how they ain't doing shit. But you motherfuckers that are listening, and that just in case you aren't doing shit, you need to understand. I got a course that you motherfuckers can really win with. You know, I'm telling you, my Ask Rosebud site has just as many tools on it as my Down and Dirty site. But the difference is my Ask Rosebud tools focus on the conversation, and it focuses on how to get your conversation going within four or five sentences that you make. And the difference in that, in the Down and Dirty tools, is the Down and Dirty tools are all about the mentality you have to have to pimp big. You know, because there's a lot of things you don't even realize, you know, that you need to be doing. If you're not doing it, it's going to keep you from really getting that mentality. See, I got a lot of dudes that be telling me that, you know, my shit is so deep and it ain't surface. They ride around with it. They like they listening to whatever the latest fucking rapper. They be like that because I talk about pimping. You know, real pimping, not doing no sucker shit, not going to jail, you know, not being unprepared. Who want to be on the streets unprepared? You got to have a bondsman. You just got to have a bondsman, and you got to have a lawyer. It don't take shit to take $400 over to a lawyer that you didn't heard about before you need him and just give him that $400 and tell him, if I have to call you, you know, at least I want you to take my call. Now, the motherfucker going to charge you hella more than $400, but he going to definitely take your call. You do the same thing with a bail bondsman. You let them motherfuckers know that you're serious so that they'll do shit for you. But no, all you guys, if LeBron go to jail, it's like y'all didn't lost LeBron. Man, if we felt like that, man, we probably would be in jail. Because the fucking bitches probably would have told on us. No, they wouldn't have told. But I'm saying, we didn't do that shit. We bitch got a $25,000 bill, a $40,000 bill, whatever the bill is. If a motherfucker know that bitch going to pay, a nigga reaching her within a day or two. Sometimes it might take a day or two longer than that, but not often. It's got to be like a $80,000, $100,000, something like that. You know, that might take a little time, but shit. Them 40s and 30s or whatever, and especially them whatever 10,000, you're supposed to get that bitch immediately. Because that bitch going to make that money right back. She ain't going to make no money sitting up in that fucking jail. You surely going to be spending money. You ain't going to be making money. So it behooves you to get the bitch out. It behooves you to do the things that real pimps do. This is the reason why, one of the reasons why you fucking listening to this shit. You got to start doing this kind of shit so that you can start winning. You know, I am a real motherfucker from the streets, the same streets you want to go to. I talk about pimping on this show and all the finer points of the game. You know, I'm specific most times, but sometimes I do generalize, and you know, I might have already made a generalization tonight, but it's not that, you know, this is general conversation, but then I did say it, you know, when I was telling you about the dude with his frog. But if you feel like it, you could bring some of the things that are important to you up. I wish you would. Bring it up. Call in 657-383-0809 and press 1 so we can kick it. You know, the big thing about this show is I give you a different take on dealing with potential hoes, because the take y'all have just keeps you don't get respected. You know, I'm telling you, man, hoes had place. They had a place. You know, when they talking, when you talking to your partner, they can't interrupt you, can't ask you, you know, unless they excuse themselves, something like that. Okay, what, bitch? See, I'm talking? Oh, I'm sorry, daddy, we'll tell you whatever. And you say, all right, look, go do this, take care of that. And when I'm talking, leave me the fuck alone, you know that. I'm sorry, daddy, whatever. I'm saying there's ways to have it proper. And when you have it like that, you don't lose hoes. You just don't. A hoe want to be where somewhere proper. If you don't represent being proper, then that bitch know you're going to leave her in jail if she go. See, that's how it goes. That's how the game goes. That's how they think. If you doing proper shit, then you ain't going to do nothing but take care of business if I go to jail. Especially, now, she got to be paying a nigga. She can't just be done got with you and you like her or whatever. No, none of that. She didn't have to make herself valuable to you by paying you like a real hoe. And you're supposed to really be then pimped up and, you know, put some of that money to the side. You're supposed to be then got you a bondsman and a lawyer and be ready for whatever. And when it come down, that motherfucker going to go to bat for you because you playing like a baller. You playing like a baller. Like, you know, they want to fuck with you. It's probably difficult for you motherfuckers to believe that You could actually be a lady killer like I was. But it's really true. You can be a lady killer, and it's not hard to do. It's basically all about telling the truth. You don't know how what it does when you tell us this, the truth. I'm telling you, I'm relearning that, you know, up here. I ain't in Vegas now, but I'm just saying, in Vegas, I'm relearning that shit. Man, I hadn't fucked with no bitches in 7, 8, 9 years. Longer than that. Matter of fact, I was with that bitch 15 years. So I'm saying it's been that long, man. And the motherfucker get out there fucking with a bitch. First couple of times, a nigga fumble. But then what I'm saying is I was fumbling because I was trying to think of some bullshit to say. Shit. Man, then I got to thinking to myself, man, fuck that. Bitch kept fucking with me. I'm telling them straight out what I'm thinking about what I'm thinking. And that's that, which is what I tell you guys to do. But evidently, I needed to get slapped a couple of times, which I did. But now I got bitches like a motherfucker waiting on me to come back up there now. That's who called. Lena called just now, but the first one was another bitch. See, all you need to do, only thing you need to do is recognize the obvious and accept what the obvious means. It really should be obvious to you unless you rode the short bus to school that, you know, I have clearly laid out a roadmap on how to approach a woman and garner all her attention. I got that in my course. And I got that with my conversation tools on Ask Rosebud. I don't understand why you guys don't get the shit. You want to know what to say to the bitch. You want to know what to say to the broad you see walking in the doggone crosswalk while you at the stoplight? You say, look at that fine motherfucker. That's all you do. Man, I got a tool about that. Tell you what to say, how you do it, and how to make sure your shit is accomplished. So you might still wonder how this shit is accomplished since you've been so unsuccessful at catching bitches. You know, the ones who have taken what I preach to heart, you know, they don't really have that problem anymore because they bought the shit and used it. They used the material that I have produced on catching bitches. That's what my shit is about. No, I'm not trying to tell you to go be a pimp, you know, unless that's what you want to be. But if you want to be a pimp, you sure better learn how to catch bitches, don't you think? You should know how to catch bitches if you want to be a pimp. Now, come on. Reality is reality. We got to be real with each other. And to me, being a pimp is all about catching bitches. See, the ones who have understood what I done told them, well, just take manners, for instance. See, well, my course, it tells you the benefits to having manners. Not the benefits because you look good as far as knowing what to do and polite and all that shit. The benefit to catching bitches. There is an extreme benefit to catching bitches if you got manners and you know how to use them. See, now, that's one thing I go deeply into on my course when I'm explaining the difference. The different things that you can use to catch a woman. Manners are as important as the belief system that you need to live by, which you need a belief system. You may have one. I'm not saying you don't. I hope you have a belief system. You need one. I'll say this. I'll say a thing or two about manners, then we'll go in a little deeper into your belief system. But when you're out hunting, I don't know why you would limit yourself to depending on a conversation to catch a woman. See, because I don't. I depend on me to catch. And manners is a part of your masculine wiles. Take your crayons out, fellas. Write that down. Manners is a part of your masculine wiles. Women use their feminine wiles on you all the time. If you want to use your masculine wiles on a woman, you better learn what masculine wiles are. And manners are one of the things that you use to develop your masculine wiles. Now, any bra, you can get any bra to notice you. At least I do. I get any bra to notice me because I know how to make myself noticeable. Did you even know that you had masculine wiles? See, this is why you need to kick it with me. See, women use their feminine wiles on dudes all the time. And not once do you men think to develop yours to counter what she does. You just fall in the line when she used her feminine wiles on you. And it makes her think you're not worthy. It makes her think you're not worthy. And you don't want them thinking that. I'm not saying she's going to do something or she's going to actually say you're not worthy. What I'm saying is that's what bitches think. This particular one in front of you may not even really be thinking it. But your ass better be thinking she's thinking it, because you think she's thinking it so you can be take care of your business, so that when it's time to say the right thing to her, you're going to say it. Because this is all a part of catching. I'm telling you, it's so important to know how to catch. I mean, it's not your conversation. I mean, your conversation has a lot to do with it, especially when it's flowing and it's popping right with your personality. But in reality, your fucking conversation don't catch no motherfucker. It's their visual of you. And do you meet their visual? Otherwise, when they see you and they think whatever the fuck they think, which, you know, if they're looking at me, they're saying, damn, look at that motherfucker. And they walk up to a motherfucker and start talking. Now, that visual to them means I'm going to be smooth as a motherfucker. I'm going to have hella shit to say, and they're not going to be able to stump me. Now, they think that. They don't even consciously think that. They unconsciously think that. So when they come up to you, me, and they start talking, and I start talking, and they say, yeah, listen, he sure talk that shit. Yeah, he's smooth, too. See, it confirms to them what they seen. And they gonna like you. They just gonna like you. And that's why you should not be a fake motherfucker when you out there fucking with bitches. They not worth you, you know, lying to. They really not. Fucking bitches ain't worth you fucking having to tell a lie to, man. For goddamn bitch. I beat in goddamn told a motherfucker very quickly that I'm not thinking about your motherfucking ass. You know, I'm trying to win. And the only way I know to win is to have winners on my team. So that's what you're looking for. You want winners. Now, I don't see anybody with any questions. What's up with y'all? You guys can't hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
You got me? Okay. Okay, good. All right, man. Long as you can hear me. Y'all ain't got no questions. You just soaking up motherfucking game, which is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Okay, but now, I really want you guys to understand what I'm saying about masculine wiles. Masculine wiles is something that each and every one of you want to develop. Like I said, manners is one. When you actually say the correct things and putting the right words, I mean emphasis on the correct words as you talk turns sexual. When you say, God, dog, girl, you sure is fine. You say something like that, that's not really cool. But you say something to me, what I would say. Girl, God, I gotta quit walking behind you because I'm getting seasick looking at that ass. I'll say something like that to a bitch. That motherfucking bitch turn around. And she say, ooh, you so nasty. Yeah, I got action. Well, some bitches won't turn around. And some bitches will turn around and say, now, that ain't cool. Okay, sorry, girl. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to just say something that the next motherfucker going to say. Because when the bitch stops, I got to have her thinking whatever the hell she's thinking that's going to make her really want to hear what I've got to say. So, what I'm saying is, this means, really, if I see a woman, as far as manners, I'm giving you manners right now, and how your manners is a tool for you, and how to use your tool. So otherwise, if I see a woman getting ready to sit down, regardless of where I'm at, don't matter. I'm near enough, and I'm not going to race across the room or nothing like that. But if I'm near enough, I'm going to grab that chair and pull it out and tell that bitch, allow me. And I'm going to pull that seat out, and I'm going to let her sit down, and I'm going to help her, you know, scoot that seat in. Now, and when she say thanks, I'm just going to say my pleasure, man. But I'm not going to say nothing else to her, because after that is when all the action comes, because people like gentlemen, especially single women. So naturally, first of all, if I scoot the seat in for, pull the seat out and scoot it in for, and she smiles and say thanks and stuff, who's ever watching that is going to think, oh, man, he's going to try to pick her up. And then when you don't say nothing else but thanks, you just move on. See, the curiosity, that curiosity, you playing your masculine wiles in. You're not easy. You know, they're going to see, oh, he just was being courteous. Wow. I'm telling you, this shit is real. It is real. What I'm saying is, as I pull the seat out for her, you know, and she say thanks, and I tell her it's my pleasure, I'm just going to be eyeing her. And I won't say nothing. But and I won't even follow that gesture up. You know why? Because if you do that, it's like a hidden, trying to hit on her. So what you do is don't do shit and wait for her to come near you, anywhere in your vicinity. Because believe me, she will. Period. After you set that seat down for, I mean, pull that seat out and she sit down, and you go wherever you're going, let's say you're in a club, she going to look for your motherfucking ass when you really don't think she's looking. And when she finds some kind of goddamn reason, she coming near your motherfucking ass. And then you just got to say something because you know she giving you action. You know you pulled the seat out for her, and now she walking over here, oh, man, 2 and 2 is 4, unless she took the short bus. Then you're thinking, what's going on, man? I wonder why did she come over here? Oh, man, come on. See, I'm going to stay, you know, general. I'm going to be somewhere in her vicinity also. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to just make it where she can't see me and she got to find me. I'm going to be somewhere where she can see me. And she's going to be watching me, and I know that. And when I feel her eyes, because you gotta try this shit. You know, you didn't did what I'm talking about, and you know, got your back to her, let's say, and you across the club, and you just feel her watching you. Turn around and look right at her and see if she is. She might not be, and she won't even see you turn around. But if she is, man. These things catches bitches because it shows them that you're sharp. And that's just all they want is a sharp motherfucker. I'm going to turn around and if I catch her, you know, glimpsing at me, I'm like a smile at her. See, because I know intrigue is really something. And you got to know how to use it to your advantage. Anything that leaves a woman guessing is intriguing to her. All women, every single one of them, are the kind of people who must know. They just gotta know. And it's quite difficult for a woman to wonder about someone and not find out about them. She already believes she knows where you're going to be coming from. So unless you get her out of that mode she in, you know, you ain't gonna catch her. That's why I wouldn't hit on her. See, if I don't, she won't know, and her curiosity will grow. And she'll follow. I know she's wondering what kind of dude I am because she's used to dudes following that polite gesture, you know, with a come on. See, coming to her or coming on to her, I mean, is going to put her right in the position to forget all about how much of a gentleman you were. And it's going to get her on her rejection horse. She's going to really just cut it off. If she was saying something to you because she thought she was being nice and then she realized you're coming on to, bitch ain't going to say shit. She's going to just, like, play you off. See, playing it this way leaves her to wonder what I'm about. So she'll pay much more attention to my every move while I'm in her motherfucking sight. And I know that. Just take my word for it. Just take your ass out and try it. Why don't you do that? Take your ass out and try this shit and see if it works. It's free. This is some free shit that you're getting, and you could motherfucking use it. I ain't going to be mad at you. Now, I got a lot more things to say, but I just don't understand this doggone group. And then I get so many of you guys listening to the show after it's not live. I just don't understand that. What is it that you are at this point afraid of still, to where I can't get a group of you motherfuckers to press one so we could kick it? I mean, what is up with you guys? I'm gonna go ahead on. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna go ahead on and do my little thing. But I wish I might start speeding so I could get done in 15 more minutes or something, man, because I'm going to get right off soon as I'm motherfucking done. KB, I mean, you ain't got to be the only motherfucker to come on, man. But since you are, you know I'm going to say what's up.
Hey, check this out. So what I'm getting is Masculine Wilds is what you illustrated on that show, The View, where you shut old girl down and made her walk off the stage like you did. You really didn't have to say much. Your aura said everything.
Listen to me, man. That was something that I never even thought about. Let me tell you about The View. I don't know how many of you guys seen that shit, but I got it on my page. I might repost it. But what I'm saying is I was representing American Pimp, and we flew to New York. And when it came time for us to go to The View, they told us to get there 2 hours early. So we get there 2 hours early, and they say, well, who's Rosebud? Because the Hughes brothers and me, and I forget this dude, Steve, I forget his last name. But anyway, we was all there. I said, I'm Rosebud. And they say, well, here, you got to come into the green room with us, and we got to tell you a few things. And so I get in there. And they started telling me that how TV is all fast, you know, and you got to really prepare for it. So we're going to give you some questions, and these are going to be the questions that they ask you when you go out there. So you just, memorize your answers so it can be pretty fast, and you want to look good. So I said, I don't need to do that. And they say, no, you do. So they keep me like an hour and a half, you know, pressing me and shit. And then it came time to get on The View. And when I went out there, them motherfuckers didn't ask me one question that they fucking had me prepared for. They was gonna, you know, trip me up and I was gonna look stupid on air. That's why I was looking so smug. Because Star Jones said, you know, when we came out, me and her came out together, and she said, I'm scared of you. I said, what'd I do? We was behind the curtain before it opened. She said, you ain't got no gold teeth. And she was talking about, you don't look like a motherfucker that I thought you was going to. I say, I'm an educated motherfucker, you know. And then the curtains opened and we went out there. That's why Star Jones was trying to rattle me. And she couldn't rattle me.
She can't do it. She had already categorized you.
She couldn't fucking rattle. Them other bitches, they was trying to be funny too, but they were asking real questions. Star Jones was trying, well, what's your work qualifications or some shit? You know, what's your job description or whatever? That's why I told her, I'd just be pimping.
Yeah, she tried to bring you down to that nigga shit.
Yeah, they tried to make me look bad, man. They tried to make me look bad. Yeah, man, and, no, I don't want my daughter doing that. Would you want your daughter doing something that people hate? Motherfucker. And they just, let me tell you something. That show, they board lit up. When I was leaving, they board was lighting up, but they didn't want to give it too much time. But when I got outside, I was crossing the street. It was on 47th Street. And across the street, coming towards where we were at, some fucking old-ass Jewish people. There he is! And they start coming towards me. I start to turn around. Well, I said, man, shit, I ain't this. Listen, they said, there he is! And then they came to me, and they said, that was so unprofessional of her. And I said, what? And she said, Star Jones leaving that stage like that. I'm going to complain about that. So she said, this is an old Jewish lady. She telling me, she said, I never thought about it, but you're right. The police are out there. And if they didn't want to be out there, all he has to do is pull the police over. I said, thanks, man. Because that's what I was up there telling them. That's what I was up there telling them. You know, ain't nobody making them do that.
Yeah, your answers was like right on point. Like, they was irrefutable. You couldn't refute those answers, man, that you was giving.
Yeah, well, they like that. But goddamn it, KB, you take a nigga somewhere, man, every time. We on the ass rolls bus, so man. What else you got going, man?
I'm just
but you write as far as you saying. And my aura, the thing about me, and they was all nervous. You know, they nervous laughter. They had some really nervous laughter. And afterwards, that bitch Lisa Louie or whatever, the Chinese bitch, she got on the plane that I was on, but I didn't see her get on the plane. But she asked to be moved.
Damn.
She wants to move her seat. In the next couple days or some other time, that shit came on because she was talking about how scared she was to get on the plane. I mean, to fly on the plane in the same compartment I was in. Bitch, you going coach? Because I was going to coach, bitch. You a TV star.
What it was, that bitch was scared of getting caught. She was about to get
caught. What it really was. Oh, KB, goddamn man. You got something else to say, man?
I'm good, bro.
A question why?
Later.
All right, man, let me put you back in, man. Hey, you guys, I'm sorry, man. That's just some shit, man. Don't get an old motherfucker talking about what he used to do, man. You fuck around and be just stuck. But, see, like I was saying, women, they just got to know. Women got to know. So when they don't know, when you keep them wondering, they're very curious. That wonder bring out curiosity in women. So long as I know she's wondering what kind of dude I am, I'm going to be elusive as far as telling her what kind of dude I am. And that's what not going after her after I pull the seat out and me not following it up with getting at her is being elusive. And she will play with that. So I'm just saying, you got to understand what I'm doing, what I'm telling you, and what you're really understanding. And once I catch her looking at me and I smile at her, see, I know I have her attention, and I ignore her for another 20 minutes. And then the reason I do this is because I believe she's going to some way come to my vicinity at some point, and I'm giving her time to come over there. I don't want to rush her, but I know she's, you know, giving me time. You know, she trying to let me wait. You know, I wish she'd hurry up and come over here. I guess we playing the waited out game, but my point is she is going to come over there because I'm not going to go over to where she at. And when she does, I'm going to motherfucking make my move. And if she eyes me, see, you got to think of all this stuff when you catching a bitch. If that bitch, you know, watches me or looks at me as she approach, see, that means that she's not going to come directly to me. She's still trying to see what I'm going to do. See, because my not speaking to her after I was so polite just threw her off, and she's not sure. See, I like them to be a little antsy like that because, believe me, it's exciting for them. It excites them to feel that motherfucking way. They like to play the fucking cat and mouse type game where, you know, where she is, of course, the mouse. You know, and if I do say something to her, it'll be slightly challenging. Because if she walks very close to me, I'm really going to say something to her. But if she walks to where I might have to get her attention, I might wait till she come back by. But if she came really close, I'd say something like, damn, it took you that long to muster up enough nerve to come and see if you could feel the attraction that I have for you, girl. I'll say something like that. And all I need at this point is a smile. All I need is a smile. And if she smiles, I'm going to say, when you come from the ladies' room, girl, you know, stop off here and let me whisper some precious things to you that I'm thinking. And that motherfucking bitch going to do it now. Let me tell you something. She might not. But you see how I think. I don't think about that she might not bullshit. The bitch gonna shock the shit out of me if she don't come. This is going to shock the fucking shit out of me if she don't come back my way and give me that action. That's just how confident I am. I know she ain't finna miss this. That's what I be thinking. That's how I be thinking. And this is my mindset. See, if you follow this scenario, you'll see that manners got me to action. But not showing those manners to this woman now is what's going to catch her. See, now that's something you got to understand. If you a motherfucker that's got manners and you one of them, you know, pull the chair out. I rest your coat. You know, I open the door for at the car and at the restaurant or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of things I do, but there is some motherfucking things I won't do. And even, you know, at one point I might not even open the door for the bitch. But what I'm saying is, as long as I'm not showing her my manners right now, and I'm sort of saying things that make her think I'm a roughneck type of motherfucker. See, shit, that motherfucker bitch gonna be mine. And when she come from the ladies' room, you gonna see what I mean. I'm gonna see, but you should see right now when she comes from the ladies' room. All I need to do is pay close attention to her, and she's gonna tell me what to say to her. She's going to tell me exactly what the fuck to say to her. All I got to do is start the conversation with something I'm saying. Using one of my arsenals to just start the conversation. And as she talk, responds, she telling me what to say, because I'm going to take what she said, I'm going to chop it up, and I'm going to make it part of the conversation, and we're going to go back and forth like that. We're going to go back and forth on what she's going to feel like. Is she really a part of the conversation? Because I'm going to be using what she say to goddamn have everything I have to say. Goddamn, I'm telling you. When she's coming, she's on her way back from the ladies' room like right now. And let's say, that bitch looks like she's going to keep going. You know what I'll do? I'll step in front of her with a giant smile. And I'd compliment her with, "Could you stop trying to look so goddamn fine and come over here so I can speak with you?" And then I'm a gesture toward a seat. And at that point, if she don't come, fuck the bitch. But 9 out of 10 times, she will come. So she come over there, and my manners have to surface again. And I pull the seat out for her, and I allow her to sit. But I know from her actions, all I need to do is charm her with my charisma. That's all I have to do is keep being me, and I could take it with me. See, if you notice, like I say, manners played a big part in that scenario, but it is only the bait. It's the bait. You still got to be a hell of a fisherman to catch like this. I don't usually offer a drink, but I'm going to say 2 or 3 things to her. Then I'm going to make her laugh. And when she does, I might not be going for the juggler, but I'm damn near going to be going for the juggler at that point, because I'm probably going to tell that bitch that I got to take care of some business, you know. And as I get up to leave, I'm going to drop my number on her and tell her to call me in 90 minutes. And then before I leave, I'm going to tell her, you don't really got to call me, but, you know, if she don't, then, you know, I'll tell her, if you don't, you're going to regret it for many years to come. I tell her something like that. And what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck what I say there. I just wanted to know, you better call me. And then the bitch is going to call. I get my calls. That's why I got so many bitches now. Shit. If I was pivot, I probably would have 4 or 5 holes right now. But I got several motherfucking bitches now on my line. I'm an old-ass nigga with a motherfucking bitch on my line for every motherfucking day if I want them, want one like that. But what I'm saying is, it's just the reality of what I'm doing. It's the reality of how I kick it. It's the reality of me knowing bitches. And just like, and once I catch them, when they come over my house, I tell them, "You think a nigga like me don't know what he's doing? I know you know it." Girl, I know how to catch, and I tell them what to call them. Ha! Yeah, and that way they know. Don't be trying to control me. Just understand. See, the thing is, if the goddamn broad calls, fine. If she don't, but if she bites on any one line I use, I know I can have a bitch, and so does she. So this is part of why it's so intriguing to her, because she got this, she don't know thought going on. My manners and my attitude are so different, but the obvious difference is my belief in myself. Because when I be using my manners, I don't be being having manners and being polite because I'm a polite motherfucker. I be using my manners. Otherwise, it's a part of work, if that's the case. ABPs, you know, I use my manners. And I don't just have manners. You know, I mean, I probably do just have them, but I have been fortunate enough to learn how to use them. And I use having manners to my benefit. I have a tenet, and I live by it. And my tenet is a principle all of you can live by. And it's simple. My tenet is I believe that what I think has covered all the important bases that I need to cover for me and for me to think what I am thinking at this moment. And I'm not going to wait for any women or any woman to fucking okay what I say or do. I only need her to notice and accept it or not. See, fellas, do you know you don't die because some fucking bitch or some goddamn bitches do not accept what you said or did? You're not going to die. So quit being afraid of the rejection. You will learn to see that it is really the opposite. You're going to live when they goddamn reject you, because you're living for when one of them motherfuckers accept what you say. Each one that don't accept it makes it stronger in you to get one to do. And when you do, I don't care one iota about a woman who has not accepted what the fuck I said to be the absolute shit. You know, I only care about the one that do. And if you're the kind of person who needs approval for the different things that you think or do, then you're the right person for the women of the day. You're the right person for the women that's out there today, because they want to approve everything you do. Women today prey on dudes who don't have a belief strong enough to stand on. They listen to the weak shit you motherfuckers be saying, and they see your insecure body language, and they just see you as a mark. And like I said earlier, how do a person who actually had a really unsuccessful career at catching women change that shit? See, you change it by making it a point to see the things in you to believe in. And if you don't have shit right now, get some shit. Isn't it what you listen to the show for, to get something from the shit I talk? Take your ass right out after this show and spit at some broads. Spit at every broad you see. Start believing this is what you are supposed to do, and you'll just blossom. You guys don't get how powerful my course is. You just don't understand how powerful it is in this regard. But that's on you. If you want to get it, get it. If you don't, you don't. But you do need something that will make you dig into yourself and pull out the things that I'm talking about, because the shit is in you. It's just been suppressed, and you need to bring it out. You need to know how to bring it out. That's the one thing that you're going to get that you're going to really appreciate. You're going to understand who you are, really understand you. That's a big deal. See, it comes from you. You need something that's going to make you dig into yourself, like I said, and pull the things out of you. It all comes from you because of how I get you to dig into yourself, find that inner strength, and pull it out to use. Plus, I lace you with game. If you understand one thing, understand you are the shit if you would allow yourself to develop. is developing into an alpha male was something anyone could do, they would have already done it. You included. Take it from me, it ain't easy, but it is very doable. With the right guidance, you're going to find that you'll have all that it takes to do something that's really amazing. And you know what that is? That's change. You have to change into a pimp. You can't remain the same, you know, if you're trying to be a pimp. So I take it that most of you guys that's on here, you're just loving listening to me talk. Because, oh, wait a minute, 832, that KB again. Come on, man. What's up, man?
Nah, I ain't mean to come in, man. I'm listening. I'm still in the queue. I didn't know, bro.
No. I just listening. I
thought
you
press one, though.
What? What'd
I
you
said
say?
These niggas need to press one, though. These niggas who are listening.
Yeah, they do, man.
One.
I know
it,
but they just scared, man. But it's cool. We gonna, you know, I'ma roll out on them. You know, shit, I'm out of town any motherfucking way. Let me put you back in. Hey, you guys. But you know, the thing about it. Talking. Well, there's 917. I see you. What's up, baby? 917-282. What's happening? You there? 786-930. You there?
Yeah, man. I'm here.
What's up?
I just had to come in and chime in, man. You know what I'm saying? Let you know ain't no punk motherfuckers on here. We just sitting up here soaking up some game. At least I am, you know what I'm saying, soaking up from you, man, you know. But yeah, man, I can dig everything you said, man, because you said like you said before, man, it's like the power of belief. Like you already go in before you even initiate with the bitch. You go in with the right mindset. You know, a lot of these guys, you know,
that's what you guys
got to
get. That's
right.
You think it and it's going to happen. You believe
exactly.
That shit. You know, I believe that shit wholeheartedly, especially when I'm following a little plan that I got. You know what I'm saying? I believe it wholeheartedly, and I go hard. And then the motherfucking bitch, you know, get to thinking that I'm too mean or whatever. And when they say that, God dang, you mean. Girl, you trying to seduce me. I tell them that. I tell them that shit. Yeah, you trying to seduce me, motherfucker. Come on, I ain't that easy. Do I look that easy? They don't do nothing but start cracking up. And I'm telling you guys, when they crack up, all you got to do is touch them. You know, around the waist, pull them towards you a little bit and say something. And they just go with it, man. They go with it because you handling them. That women are automatic responders to a motherfucker that know how to handle women. They just automatically respond. And you just show you know how to handle it by knowing what you're doing. And the way you show you knowing what you're doing is that no matter what you're doing, standing on your head, walking on your hands, walking backwards, whatever it is, you're doing it with such confidence, they're thinking that you're supposed to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that, man. It's real. Hey, I'm going to put you back in. I got 917 there. Thanks, brother.
For sure.
917-282. You there?
Yeah. Hey, Rosebud. This is Serge from Queens. How are you?
Serge, what's going on, man?
I'm all right. I have a question for you. Actually, it happened to me today. The girl approached me. The bitch approached me, and she kind of started talking to me. She was sexy, of course, but I kind of lost it. I was confused, and I was like a little lamb, so I was unprepared. I remember in this case you said I have to get to her, like saying like something, I would like to catch a woman like you. So I kind of lost it, and I remember you said those things. She's done it before. So in this situation, what would you suggest to do next time?
Well, first, sir, you got to quit letting them throw you off, man. For, you know, this one throw you off, someone else is going to throw you off. Those motherfuckers may be the ones that you could catch. Because they are approaching you. So when they approach you, man, and you see did you notice her approaching you, or did she catch you off guard, come from behind you or something?
Well, she was coming from the side. You know, I was walking, and she was walking, like, from the angle. So I caught her, like, probably, like, very close to me, like, 2 feet away.
Okay, and she said something, and you just froze and didn't have nothing to say.
Well, I started kind of joking with her, like more or less like a flirting, but I started saying, hey, baby, hey, girl, like blah, 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 blah. But I think
no,
it was.
No, 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 no babies, none of that, right from the beginning, man. When you meet somebody, you gotta, you don't have to be serious, but you gotta, you don't, you gotta manipulate the joke. You can't let the laughing start the conversation off. Because then she ain't gonna take you serious. So you gotta say something. You gotta make yourself understand that women are gonna approach you. Otherwise, after you get off the phone today, right now, let's say that you said, "Yeah, they threw me off," I'm telling you, women are gonna approach you. You're gonna find that more and more. So what you need to do is, in your off time, sit up and think of some things that you're going to say to a woman that threw you off. Otherwise, I don't know where you at. Where were you at when you ran into her?
I was at a train station, so I was waiting for my train, and no bar, nothing. It's just like always like a street.
No bar, fuck a bar. You know, the train station, and she come up to you, and you're supposed to look at her and say, you know, girl, we gonna have to stop meeting like this because I've been wanting to. You just gotta say something like that, and she gonna look at you, huh? Girl, what's your name? And you just go. All she got to do is respond to you. If she respond to you and say, huh? That's telling you that even though you said we got to stop meeting like this, you don't even have to follow with that. When she said, huh? You should have said, no, let me introduce myself to you. And then, you know, your name. And then you say, I noticed you walking up here, and I just knew you wasn't going to stop her. This got to be my, you know, you got to start talking about this shit. I knew this was going to be my lucky day when you stopped here. Angel's going to be my lucky. Whatever you say, you follow it up with more, not pressure conversation, but more conversation about what you think should be happening until she stop you. And when she stop you and say something different, that's when you start really getting at her, because what she says is what you break down really quick so that you can talk to her. Because if she said, I really don't flirt with guys when I'm at the train station. It's just, you know, she's trying to get you to brush off. Then you say, I don't flirt with guys either at the train station. You know, you play on that. You know what I'm saying? And she's just going to chuckle or whatever. But my whole thing is get her to say something. Just get her, you know, a cat was talking to me the other day, and he was saying, man, he is loving when I talk to bras on the show, because I don't care who it is, it doesn't matter, because I'm going to talk to them, and they're going to be so wrapped up in what I'm saying, and I explain it all to them, you know, what I'm doing, and it's because I lead them, Serge, I lead them. I don't just have idle conversation. If I say, what you doing here? I already got something in my head to say as far as what I think she doing there. If she say nothing, just I say, girl, you here trying to be fine, knowing good well I was coming around this corner. I'm gonna say something like that. I'm already a sentence ahead of her. So I'm gonna say hello, blah, blah, blah. And then if she don't really say nothing, I'm gonna say something else. And I'm still going to be a sentence ahead, but what I'm trying to get you to understand is that when women respond to you, there's a code in there, and the code is really telling you, if she acting all mean and shit, you supposed to let her see that you see she being mean, and then you walk a little closer to her and tell her, but I'm not afraid of tough women. You know, man, you say shit like that to them, man, they cream. But when you're saying that shit, just be ready to say something else. That's how you can make your own arsenal up. You can go right home tonight, and you can make up the arsenal about what you're going to say, the tool to use when women throw you off.
Got it.
You understand
so
what I'm saying?
Of course. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, thank you for getting the course, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. The course helped me before. Like, now the women approached me. Now I'm seeing more action in terms of women, like, approaching me. I'm not saying it's a 100% action, but at least it's something. And definitely that's your course. And I took some notes. You know, I'm trying to stay and learn a lot of stuff like that. So
let me tell you this, man. The woman approaching you, no, that is an action. But that's what you want them. You want them to approach you because you're going to turn it into action. That's what you're looking for. I mean, if a woman come up to you and say, yeah, you know, and start talking to you, giving you action, I mean, that's rare. You know, I just want them to approach. They don't. I know it's not action. I'm going to turn it into action by what I say to her when I get her to laugh at one of my little quips, you know. And if it really get cool and I get to really touch her and shit, you know, because he's touching her is after laughter, touching her is next. You know, not no sexual kind of touch, but just a firm male's touch, like on her arm or around her waist. Some, you know, just, oh, girl, grab her around the waist strong, like, you know, and let her go. Man, and I play my hand, bro. that's another masculine wow. Utilizing your strength. Manners, utilizing your strength. Cologne, what is it, Tic Tacs. All this shit is a part of you using your wows because fresh breath, you know what I'm saying? Fresh appearance. All this opens up different endorphins is what really open up. They're not called endorphins. Well, I guess they are called endorphins. But I'm telling you, man, dude, you can just make a woman just be attracted to you by doing these things. I swear to God, man, I never fail. I take that back. I do fail. You know, I miss. And see, this is because of how I think, man. Because I know I miss a lot, but I don't feel like I fail. I feel like I won, you know, because right now I'm telling you guys the truth. I'm a 65-year-old man. I got 4 bitches on the line. I'm telling you, man, two of them, one of them like a foot taller than me, and the other one is like 2 inches taller than me, and the rest of them, you know, shorter than me. But what I'm saying is, man, I'm catching. I'm really catching because you know what? I come up first. I'm going to say first, look, what you doing? They might come over here talking about, what you doing over here by yourself? Look, baby, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. Let's get that straight. I'm going to tell her that first. You know, and this going to happen. Well, I didn't say you was lonely. I didn't say you said it. I just don't want you to think it. Hey, what I'm saying is the more she say, the more I'm going to get from her, and I'm gonna start detailing that damn personalize that conversation from what she say to get her intrigued in me. And that's just how I roll. Everybody don't have to roll like that. But that's how I roll for sure, man. Good talking to you, Serge, man. Hey, hit me up, man. I'm going to show you some shit. I got something I want to show you. Hit me up on my email.
All right, I will. Thank you.
For sure, man.
All right.
Okay, you guys, you know, this show is really only 90 minutes long. I fucked up and put 120 on there, but I'm definitely not going to be doing 120. And I do want to do the fucking 90 minutes, and I'm at 80. So what I'm saying is do we have anything that we can talk about, or is that it? Because I got hella shit to talk. I guess I... Man, you guys kill me, man. I'm just so soft some motherfucking times, man. I try to be hard, you know, to my fuck them niggas, man. They don't be one. But you motherfuckers need all this shit I could give you, whatever I can give you, because the thing about what I talk about and the way the game that we play, I ain't talking about pimping. See, not all men, you know, most motherfucking men, real men, alpha men, have much more on their mind than how well, you know, they could fuck a bitch or all of this kind of shit. You know, actually, that's why, I'm going to say this, but I'm not going to get to talking about sex, but in reality, that's why we fuck a bitch so goddamn good, because we don't think about fucking them. You know, it just be something... You know, motherfuckers, at least, you know, me. See, we ain't consumed with fucking a bitch. The reason men of my background is at the top of the chain is that we have controlled our thoughts about sex, about life in general. We have controlled it, and sex is going to come last with us. If you got a woman and you completely take sex out the picture, talk to her, she'll be willing to give you the pussy by the end of the night. And if you tell her two times, the first time she tried to, you know, he said, no, 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 let's not go there. I don't want to go there. You know, I don't even want to kiss. That ain't where I'm at. Well, you say something like that. You do that twice. She gonna rape you. And this is true. See, because me, and I want you to be this way too, but I am, because I know if I get the woman's mind, she can't leave her body anywhere else. Her mind controls her body. So when you fucking going after the pussy and all that kind of goddamn shit, she is indirectly controlling you, even if she hasn't even gave you no pussy. So that's why with bitches, you can't tell me you coming over so I could get that pussy, and then you get over here and you want to have a drink, you want to do this, you want to do that. No, bitch, don't even come. Because, see, what I'm saying is you ain't putting a banana in front of me and have me like a monkey, you know, tripping. What I'm saying is if you're coming over to let me hit the pussy, then you start drinking and whatever, if that's what you want to do. Because I'm not going to sit up here and be drinking with your motherfucking ass, and you got me wanting to fuck you. So I ain't doing nothing. I don't. So what I'm saying is what makes me so irresistible, you guys ain't going to believe it, is because I'm like I'm telling you right now. I'm fucking chicken shit. They all say that. You so fucking chicken shit. Why are you so mean? Look, I'm not mean. I'm just strict with what I believe. You know, and I'm not changing, even though you said I'm mean. So let's leave that alone. Because if I was mean, you wouldn't be up in here. I'd be talking that shit. See, we also know, especially me, if you get her pussy too quickly, she's going to charge you in the long run. See, I've stated this shit before, you know, and I'm not ashamed to say it again. Since I left the game, I'll hit the pussy within the first meeting, or I won't be seeing that bitch again. I don't give a fuck. Now, this don't mean that hitting the pussy is all that's on my mind. But what it do mean is that I'm not letting damn bitch linger, or whatever you call that goddamn word is, lure me, whatever, by dangling her pussy in front of me. So when it comes to pussy, I don't want no bitch playing no pussy games with me, which is what, you know, you call my experience. See, a woman will tell you that on Monday she'll give you some pussy. And she'll tell you that, she'll tell you on Monday that she'll give you some pussy Sunday. And then for the rest of that week, your ass is a sucker. So Sunday, you can't get it yesterday, so you got to get it the next Sunday. That's 6 days away. So now you're going to be kissing her ass and all that goddamn shit, trying not to fuck up Sunday. See, my I say this, like this here. My reasoning for saying this to you is that you don't fully understand I've adapted a mentality. You know, not the philosophy. You don't have to believe the philosophy. But the mentality of a person that you have deemed being at the top of the food chain concerning women. I fucking have adapted in such a way that a regular Joe can benefit from this shit. I've put my fucking heart and soul in this goddamn shit. And it is real. That's what motherfuckers, you know, not truly understanding. The shit is real. A regular Joe can benefit from it. I've put in my goddamn courses the essence of what makes a man of my past so irresistible to women. And I broke the shit down in layman's terms for you to fully utilize it to your benefit. And I did this shit because I'm a regular Joe now. I'm a regular Joe. I just know this shit. I just have a lot of experience with women, and I'm offering you the same chances to see this in your life. And I got motherfuckers that take this shit seriously, and they do this shit. And you just heard Serge. You see, he's a foreigner. He used it and is working for him in America, fucking with American bitches. I mean, shit, what else do you need? I ain't trying to encourage any one of you motherfuckers to go out and try to become a pimp. I'm not doing that. If you're going to be a pimp, you already decided it, and you're trying to get some game. Now, I am trying to lace you with some game on how to do what you need to do. The only thing I'm guilty of is trying to get those of you who are already inclined to do it to mature into alpha dogs. You know, it's in you. The pimp that's in you, the confidence in my goddamn course builds, the confidence that it builds is real. And many of my alumni have come on these shows to verify, you know, what they've got from it. And the most common thing they say they got from it is they no longer have to they no longer have to speak to women in the club because of how often they get approached first. Now, shit, they all admit it's the confidence that they learned how to display and attract, because I show you how to walk into a club confidently. I'm telling you. Man, none of them had the knowledge or the gumption to do what they're doing now until them courses laced them. And I got the ability from going to school. I had the game already, but I've been formally taught. Fuck, I got a master's degree in teaching and learning with technology. So shit, I put it in a way for you to really get this goddamn shit. So there is, like, no way I can say with a straight face that you don't need skills in the bedroom, because you do. You need to know how to handle a woman in the bed, and I have never had any complaints in that area, but what I'm saying is, what the fuck do you do after you get her in the bed and you didn't fuck her? Where do your goddamn fucking skills take your ass after you done fucking the bitch? That's why you don't depend on that shit. You don't play with that bullshit. That's why you get that mind first. See, I know what my skills are taking any woman I just fucked, and I'm certainly not dependent on how well I fucked her to know where I'm going with her. And no, I'm not going to turn her out to hoeing. I have so much more goddamn shit for a motherfucking bitch to do for me now, you know, since I graduated from being a pimp. You know, don't get the shit twisted or confused about me. I am no longer a fucking pimp and have no fucking absolutely zero desire to be one. But does that mean I'm supposed to forget how much game I have or how I affect women? Does that mean I should share this goddamn shit, this knowledge that I have acquired, with those of you motherfuckers that's going to use it? Hell no, it don't mean that. I'm on my way to my secret desires, and I'm going to accomplish it through my shows and my confidence course. I have hella shit to tell a bitch after I fuck her, and while I'm fucking her, actually. I have shit that'll turn her on, you know, much more than any fucking dick can do. And I'm already in her fucking head because I have the confidence it takes to get there and the knowledge to stay in her damn fucking head. While I'm fucking with this, I'll be planting in her head. I'll be planting seeds in her motherfucking head to buy my next goddamn 1,000 units I need or to do something. Or I'll fuck a bitch and give her my graphics to get my books or whatever project I'm on. I'm telling you, man, I had a bitch buying whatever the fuck I need for my next project's completion. I just don't believe in simply going after some goddamn pussy. I just don't. But I will say this. I do believe it is essential for somebody to be trusted enough by you to tell you some deep secrets about the bedroom. But that ain't me. On this show, I just talk to you about what we can get from a woman by showing her you are a serious alpha motherfucking man. Now, with that, it's 7:30. I know the time flies when you're having fun, goddammit. But we're going to have to be done. And get at me. Email askrosewood@gmail.com. I'm out.